Thanks for checking out the podcast of The Church at Lake Travis. If you have any questions about our church, visit us online at churchlt.com.
Thanks for being here today for Vision Sunday. Super good to have you here and really glad that you're joining us for this special day. It is a special day because I get to share a little bit about my heart for the church and really our heart as a team. And we have been praying about this day for a long time now. As you know, we kind of had to delay Vision Sunday to this day because Hurricane Harvey kind of messed up our plans. We had to move out of the school for the weekend on the 28th of August when we were supposed to be gathered here, and instead we're gathered here today. And so I really love that I get this opportunity because I have a front row seat to watching God's glory on display in and through your lives as a church, and that's very exciting to me. Each year we gather together and we talk about our vision really as a reminder of what God's called us to. And so today I'm going to get the opportunity to share that. Our pastoral staff really has worked hard on looking at the vision and saying, what is it that makes us unique and how can we communicate that in a meaningful way? So this morning I want to give you a little bit of my observations on where we are currently as a church. And then where God's calling us to go, what he's calling us to do as a church. And by the end of our time together, I hope that you'll understand a little bit of the culture of who we are, the ethos of who we are, and really where we were going and maybe how your family could fit in as you catch the vision with us. As I said, we spent 21 days in August praying and saying, God, what do you want for us as a church? We said, God, will you draw us close to you? Will you just draw us close to you so that we can hear your voice, so that we can hear your heart? We ask God to fill us with his Holy Spirit. And we said, God, we want to just be full of who you are. And then we said, God, would you use us for your mission in the world? And we've seen God begin to answer those prayers. Since then, myself and Lee and Charlie and Rebecca, we've been praying about God's direction for this church. And what we found is this consistent theme, and that is that you folks that call the Church at Lake Travis home are some of the most amazing people on the planet. We love you, and we think that the people that make up this church is really what makes it what it is today, and I believe what it will become in the future. So I appreciate you being here so I can share a little bit more with you. I heard an interview recently, and it was with investor and billionaire Chris Sacca. And if you watch the TV show Shark Tank, he's one of the guys on Shark Tank. And he was telling a story of sitting in a co-working space one day when he met a man named Kevin Systrom. And he was asking him what he was working on. And Systrom, as Sacca described him, went on and on with great gravitas about this product that he was going to launch. And he just thought, and Sacca sat there and he thought, yeah, right, you're going to get crushed. And he goes on and he said something shifted in that conversation with him. And it was when Systrom said, and yeah, when we get to, very nonchalantly, very, very, very matter-of-factly, yeah, when we get to 50 million users, then we're going to institute this feature. And Sacca said it was in that moment that he knew that the product was going to thrive because he saw vision in this young man. Now, you may not know this. You may not know Systrom's name because it's not a household name. But this was 7 years ago. And the product that he was dreaming about at that time was Instagram. And now it's a very much a household word that we use often. Systrom was a person of vision, and he saw something before it even happened. He saw something that wasn't before it was. That's the essence of vision. Now, if you'll allow me to make a parallel between the creator of Instagram and the creator of the universe, the Son of God, Jesus, he had vision. He had vision for what the church could be and what the church should be. In fact, in Matthew 16:18, he says it this way. He says, upon this rock, I will build my church, This was pre-church. First time church is ever mentioned. He says, I will build my church, future tense, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. You see, Jesus in this passage is speaking to a guy named Peter. And he's speaking prophetically. That means he's saying something that's going to happen in the future about this guy. He says, Peter, you once were milquetoast. You once were soft. But now you're going to be the rock. And on your very word and on your very life, I'm going to build my church. And in a very real sense, you folks that are here today, that are believers in Jesus Christ, are fulfillment of Jesus' vision for the church. I love that. I love that I can look at you and know that you are a part of the vision of Jesus. Now, when I asked the Lord what he wanted me to share for this message, I really sensed him just saying, encourage the body of Christ to continue to be the church that they already are. And so I want to use my time wisely to encourage you today. Jesus saw you being the church before you were even a Christ follower. Isn't that humbling? I think it is. And maybe you're here today and you're not yet a Christ follower. And what I would say to you is maybe today God's calling you to follow Jesus. And that he would call you to be a part of this thing that he calls the local church. Now, I want to talk about how I see you being the church. I see you being the church because I see you seizing every opportunity up. I see you seizing every opportunity in. And I see you seizing every opportunity out. Now, what do I mean by that? First, seizing every opportunity up. That means that you are developing intimacy with God. And we'll talk a little bit about that in a few moments. We also see you seizing every opportunity in. That means you're developing community with believers, and that's super exciting. And then we see you seizing every opportunity out, and that simply means that you're the hands and feet of Jesus to the world and this community. It makes sense that you do this because God's word tells us to do this. In fact, in Ephesians 5, it says it this way. It says, make the most of every opportunity, for the days that you're living in are evil. Another passage of scripture in Colossians chapter 4, verse 5, it says, live wisely among those who are not believers and make the most of every opportunity. I see you doing that. During our remaining time together this morning, I really want to discuss these three things, out, up, and in, and share what we are currently doing in these areas and how we will continue to do these in the future. So, first, let's seize the opportunity up toward God. Let's seize every opportunity up towards God. And here's how I've seen us doing this, and we just did it here this morning, and that is passionate worship, where people have a real encounter with the living God, and they can't wait to come back next time we're gathered together. I believe that's happening in and through you. I also see you being a praying people who really seek the Lord and you ask God to do big things in your life and in our church, and that's incredible to see him answering those prayers. Just a few weeks ago, a miracle occurred, and you're going to get to hear that story. They're going to share their testimony next week about how God literally saved someone's life because you were a praying church, and that is incredible. Last month, in August, we had hundreds of people that viewed our Facebook live video when we were going through our 21 days of prayer, and they joined in to hear God's word and to participate in seeking God. And I think that is just a symbol in that live forum on Facebook of what we'll see truly live someday when we all gather together where hundreds of people will gather. This is the essence of what Jesus taught when he said, the first and greatest commandment is that you would love the Lord your God with all of your heart, all of your soul, and all of your strength. And then here's, as we love God, what happens, this is what I believe, if we draw close to God and we're praying and we're seeking him, we are going to see God's presence fall on this place, even though it's a public high school auditorium. We believe God will meet us here as you begin to praise God. Here's the reality. The Bible says that God inhabits the praises of his people. And I believe that if we'll authentically worship him, that he meets us here in this place. A few months ago, we had a friend say she was going to visit. And we prayed in our ministry team huddle for her that she would indeed come and follow through on that. And from the moment that y'all started, she said to us, from the moment y'all started singing, I could not stop crying. And then she came over to our house later that afternoon and she gave Ashley and I this huge hug and she just said, thank you. I just want to pause right there and say, there was nothing that we did in that moment except that we worshiped God. And as we worshiped God, that his presence was here and she encountered the real and living God, that's what brought life change for her. Just last weekend, my friend that I had been inviting to church for 9 years came to church for the first time. I've been inviting and praying and inviting and praying, and she emailed me this week and she said, Jeremy, we loved it. And we'll be back. That was like nothing I'd ever experienced before in church. And I gotta tell you, that wasn't anything we did. That was the presence of God in this place. God did that. Our vision is that encounters will happen like this again and again. Well, we also believe that more people will follow Jesus Christ in water baptism. We believe that. Last year, we had 12 people follow Christ in water baptism. And I just have been praying and asking God for something big, that God would double that number, that we would see 24 people baptized in the upcoming year. Why is that important? Because it represents life change. Somebody saying, I used to live this way, but now I'm going to live this way. And it's saying, I'm declaring it to the world. And so maybe there's some of you who need to follow Christ in water baptism. And you would be a part of fulfilling this step of the vision. As part of seizing every opportunity up, I see our prayer team growing from 5 people right now. It's a small team. I see it growing to 10 people. People that would seek God in prayer on behalf of the church at Lake Travis, that would gather here before our Sunday gatherings at 9 o'clock and begin to pray over every seat in the auditorium, that would pray over the kids' environments, that would pray over the parking lot and say, God, meet us here. I believe this is critical. Along with this, I think we have a vision to hire a new worship leader. Micah, we love you and thank you for helping us out. But Micah belongs to Connection Church down in Buda, and so he's driving up and helping us in interim. Chris, we love you and we appreciate you helping. Chris is a full-time dad and business owner here in the community, and he helps us as well. We're so thankful, and we're looking for someone that would serve in that role. And we've had 10 different worship leaders since the month of April last year when Chris left. And so that was really challenging to find someone that wants to be a part of our team. And we've been doing that. We've been working towards that. And just this week, I heard from someone who's very interested, who we likely will be able to hire. They have one more step in their process that they have to talk with the folks they're with right now. But that should be coming this week, and we should know something, and they'd be able to start in January, which is super exciting for us. This is an important part because we want to see our entire worship team and every member of our congregation engaging in passionate worship toward God. Now, you need to know that our staff is working hard on all of this. We are bought in 100% to seizing every opportunity in front of us. Part of that includes an active search for a worship leader. We've all been engaged in that. You should see us texting on Sundays after church, like, hey, do you know anybody? And hey, I found out this person. And that's how we actually found Micah, which is awesome. So we're constantly doing that. We're praying for you every day. We believe as we pray for you that you will have a richer, more fulfilled life in Christ, and as you're fulfilled in Christ, that you also will have a more passionate relationship with the Lord. You'll be a passionate worshiper. So we're praying for you every day as a team. We're involving volunteers from CLT who are passionate in worship. who love God and who are able to sing and able to play instruments. Today, Tyler and Clint and Lindsay all were a part of that volunteer team who were engaging in worship. And it's awesome to have folks that we know serving the body of Christ in that way. Another thing that we're doing is that we said, you know what? We want to be very intentional about our teaching calendar. So several times a year, three times a year, total of 12 weeks, we spend those weeks targeting our friends who don't know Christ. That is a seeker-friendly series that we did. We just finished that with the marriage series that we just finished. We'll do that again in January. We'll do that again around Easter. Those are three times a year that we say, we're going to focus on our friends that don't know Christ, and we're empowering you to be able to invite your friends. Now, the reason for that is because we know that those times of the year are most strategic, that people, they're going back to school, they want to start fresh, and so they'll go check out a church. And then again in the first of the year, everybody wants to have New Year's resolutions, so they'll go. Then around Easter time, that's usually a spiritual sensitivity time that people will go check out a church. I think that we've all seen that happen. Then about six times a year, we just stop, push pause, and we say, we just want to minister to you. We want to invest in your heart, your relationship with the Lord. Maybe it's for Vision Sunday. Maybe it's for the prayer series that we just did, but about six times a year. And then 34 weeks a year, we are true to God's word. We're walking through books of the Bible where we are breaking down verse by verse, what does God's word say, and how does it apply to our life, and we're digging in. We're launching that new series next week, Faith for Everyday Life, and we're going to be studying three chapters of the book of Hebrews, 11 through 13, for 13 weeks, okay? We're going to dig in to God's word, and we believe that that's a powerful way for us to know God and love him more, is by knowing and loving his word. So we're being intentional about this. The question then comes up, if we're that engaged, then how can you be a part of this? How can you be a part of engaging and seizing every opportunity up? Here's one way you can. Join our prayer team. Join our prayer team. That's a simple way for you to be a part of this, to be praying from 9 to 9:30 every single Sunday. Also, if you have a passion and a gift for music or vocally, let us know on your connection card. If you let us know there, I'll follow up with you, and then when we hire someone, then I'll pass you off to them, and they can help you get involved in this ministry. I believe we need to seize every opportunity we have to worship together, and we will see God's power displayed like never before. Second way that we can seize every opportunity is to seize every opportunity in. That means relationships. And I'll be honest and just say, this is our jam. I mean, we do relationships pretty well as a church. Like, people come to our church and they feel warmly welcomed. I've heard again and again from guests like, hey, that church was friendly to me. And I hope, yeah, go ahead. You can clap. Yeah. I hope that that's true of us. We say all the time at the church at Lake Travis that this is not a 5-second conversation church. This is a 5-minute conversation church. And what that means is, like, you go to some churches and they're like, hey, good morning, good to see you. Boop. That's the last time somebody talks to you. And we're saying, no, we have a group of people who love people, and they want to engage. They want to know, where are you from? What's your story? Where'd you come from? How'd you get here? They get to know you. They want to have an elongated conversation so that you can connect relationally. And I love that about our church. This goes hand in hand with what Jesus said. The second greatest commandment was, and he said, you should love your neighbor as much as you love who? Yourself. That's a lot. I think we all love ourselves a whole lot. Now, this seizing every opportunity gets played out for us in three main ways. I'll tell you: house church gatherings, men's and women's ministry, and the ministry team service at CLT. Let me just briefly talk about those. You heard it on the video. House church is our primary vehicle for care and community and discipleship. House church is where people come around and do life with one another. And you can look at our website and find a house church near you. But I love this. When people are going through tough times or challenges, their house church is there for them. Recently, Steve and Leah Wardle had their third baby, and they told me that it was so meaningful to them that their house church, every member of their house church, provided meals for them while they were in that process of having the baby and then kind of getting adjusted to having three kids. We see this type of support happening over and over again within our house churches. Now, we've been making some tweaks and changes over the years with house church, trying to figure out what's best for our culture. And we found out that we need to move house church to 2 weeks a month instead of every week, because it gets a little overwhelming. And so that should make it easier for people to attend more consistently. And then secondly, we're working on discussion questions being more engaging so that you don't have to come to church on Sunday and hear a message before you can engage in what is this all about. And so we're working on those things. And our vision is that 100% of this crowd right here on Sunday mornings would be in a house church, because we believe that life change best occurs in the context of smaller groups of people. Not only is house church an important part, but men's and women's ministries, we're seizing every opportunity in and through men's and women's. We launched a once-a-month men's ministry night to reach and connect with new men. It's called Man Church, and that's pretty awesome. I feel like I should grunt a little bit if I say that. Man Church is an incredible opportunity because it's teaching men how to reject passivity and lead their families courageously. And if you're a man, it's a great opportunity for you, because here's what happens. If men will lead courageously, the whole family will be reached. I believe that to the core of who I am. And so we want to minister to men. We want to reach out to men. We're beginning on October 4th a brand new study, and it's going to be called A Man and His Fatherhood. And so if you're a father, then you will be able to get something out of it. If you have older kids, you can contribute by being involved in this team. We've also launched a new women's ministry. And as part of the women's ministry, they are meeting one night a month to reach and connect as community. They are studying a series by Priscilla Shirer called Breathe. And it's just designed to bring freedom and create God margin in their lives. Our women's ministry team is also leading a weekly Bible study to help women grow in their relationship with Christ. And so far this week, this weekly meeting has been amazing. I haven't been there, but I've heard it's been amazing. I heard about one lady who just said, I can't tell you how much this group and how much this study has changed my life, my family's life, and really my relationship with the Lord. I think that's incredible that that's happening. Our women's ministry team shared this with me. Women's ministry is so important because women connecting with other women is vital as we walk through different seasons of life as a wife, mother, friend, and grandparent. We learn from godly women who've walked the road before us and in turn teach those who are walking in the season we might have just experienced. A life-giving relationship with God and with other women spurs us on to walk out what God has called each one of us to uniquely be and do. And you know what's incredible about house church and men's ministry and women's ministry? All of those ministries are led by volunteers. And I think that is incredible. They're believers who are empowered and equipped to serve Jesus in his mission at CLT. These are amazing people who've discovered and deployed their spiritual gifts and unique personality, and they're using it to be the church that Jesus envisioned. Which leads me to the third way we're seizing every opportunity in, and that is ministry teams that serve at CLT. For years, we called our ministry team, we called them volunteers. And as we sat together praying about, dreaming about what the future holds for us, one of our staff said, you know what? Our volunteers are much more than volunteers. They're ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so let's change that name and let's call it what it is. These are ministry teams. These are people who are making a difference in the lives of other people. They're ministering. We have folks that are ministering in nursery once a month because they go, yeah, there's some folks that have babies right now that are clapping because they know, and that's the heart behind the folks that serve in the nursery. They just say, I want to serve in the nursery and hold babies so that parents can go to church and they don't have to think about it. They don't have to worry about it. They can enjoy this worship experience that we have. And that's incredible. We have people that have started coming to CLT who serve in kids ministry. And they do that because they want to invest in the next generation. I love that. I think that's so important as you seize every opportunity in by developing community. 2 months ago, we were out at lunch with our empty nester crowd, and we had about 8 couples there. And one of our empty nester crowds said, hey, we serve on the setup team. And so I want to invite all of you other empty nesters to come serve with us so that we can all get to know each other better. And I love that. I think that's so important that you serve together because it builds community. Another cool story about ministry in the church. Paul and Terry Glova are Christ followers. And they moved here from Houston about 2 or 3 years ago. And they were looking for a church that they could connect in community. And they went and they visited this church and they visited that church. And then they landed at CLT sometime last spring. Immediately, they got involved in a house church. And then they served at Springfest. And then they got involved in serving in elementary. And here's what's cool. These folks are awesome. And pray for them because they're up. Terry lost her father this past week. And so they're up dealing with family things up in Ohio right now, but they're just amazing, great commission-minded people. They host a Bible study in their home for 8th grade boys, and they have 15 8th grade boys showing up at their house every Sunday night, and it's incredible. And a few weeks ago, recently, one of those boys said, I want to follow Jesus, and right in their backyard, they baptized him. And that's incredible. That's you, seizing the opportunity in developing community with other believers. That's you being the church that Jesus envisioned. Now, we want you to know what we feel like as a staff. What we can do best is we can equip you. We can equip you. And how can we do that? We want to provide you the opportunity to connect with us as a staff, and we'll meet with you individually. We'll provide you an opportunity to discover your spiritual gifts, because we believe when people learn their spiritual gifts that they'll be happier, and that they'll serve, and that they'll live awesome lives that make a difference because they're doing what they're good at. They're doing what they were created for. And so we'll help you do that. The second thing that we're doing is 5 times a year, we're pulling out all our ministry teams together. Here's the thing. Sometimes you can feel like you're doing ministry in isolation. And it's just great to kind of step back and see, oh, wait, they serve and they serve and they serve. And, oh, man, I'm not alone in this. And we're all together as a ministry team. And sometimes we'll come together and we'll have prayer and worship and teaching and just be a time to refresh and renew. Sometimes it'll be team building and it'll be brass tacks and practical, how to lead a small group and how to change a diaper and that kind of stuff. We'll do all the training stuff. And then other times we're just going to party. We're going to have fun and celebrate what God's doing in and through the ministry team. So how can you be a part of it? Show up. Attend the ministry team events. That's a great way for you to be involved. We have our ministry team huddle here every Sunday at 9:30. We have our ministry team rallies that come up every couple of months. The next one will be November 12th on Sunday night. The next way is you can commit to serving on a ministry team. On your connection card, on the back of that connection card, it just says, I want to serve in a ministry. And you can check which one you want to serve in, and we'll follow up with you and help you get connected. We'll help you. We'll walk through that spiritual gifts process with you and help you get involved. Finally, let's talk about seizing every opportunity out, being the hands and feet of Jesus in serving, in evangelism, and missions, and giving. What I believe is that as we worship God passionately, that we fall in love with the things that are on God's heart. And I'll tell us as a church, I got to tell myself too, we've never locked eyes with someone that doesn't matter deeply to God. That's our heart, to reach out. Jesus said this, the Son of Man came to seek and to save those who are lost. So know this, we're partnering with Jesus and his vision all along the way. We have three ways we do this, through giving and missions. I'll bullet these. First, let me talk about giving. We started this church on the platform of generosity. When we started this church, the very first thing, rather than having a public worship service, some of you were here for this, we had a garage sale over at the Keller Williams building, and it was a huge community garage sale, and we took 100% of the proceeds, and we donated it to an orphanage in Haiti, and they built a playground. And that was the very first thing that we did as a church. That's what launched us as a church, and that was incredible. That heart of giving has continued through the years, and it's been incredible. Through your Facebook check-ins every month, we're able to contribute to incredible causes like providing shoes for kids in need, or clean drinking water, or bricks for schools to be built in Nicaragua, or this month, recovery efforts for Hurricane Harvey. That's a way for us to be generous. In November, we'll host National Orphan Care Sunday, where we're simply raising awareness about the plight of the orphan, and we're saying, hey, wouldn't it be cool if in our generation that the orphan crisis could be ended, and if we could play a small part in that? We have a vision to give away $100,000 to families that are in need, that want to adopt but can't afford to. And we believe that's going to be possible in the next few years because of your generosity. To date, the church at Lake Travis has given, I'm going to just say this is worthy of celebration. We're about 6 years old. November is our six-year anniversary. To date, we as a church have given over $400,000 away to world missions. That's incredible. I've said incredible about an incredible amount of times because I think that it is incredible. Okay. In the in the past few years, we've given between 10 and 15% of our income away as a church. That's noteworthy, but we envision being able to give away 20% of our income every single year. If we could give away 20% and live off 80%, that would be perfect. That would be ideal for us. Some of our board might be saying, easy there, Jeremy, but that's our vision. This year, we've already had 40 people go on a mission to Roatan, Honduras, and Mission Waco, and it's been so neat to watch those trips grow. Our vision is that 100 believers would be going on mission every year, especially in this upcoming year. You can go ahead and write in your calendar, February 14th through the 18th, Roatan, Honduras trip. It's going to be about $1,500 per person, and you can go ahead and start saving for that. It'll be an awesome opportunity for you to step in to seizing what God has for us as a church. This coming year, we'll also partner with, and I've mentioned this before, the Free Methodist Missions Department. We're going to plant a church in Asia this year. And that's going to be an incredible opportunity for us. Not only are we generous as a church, and do we want to do that more and more, but we also believe that we want to be believers who share our faith with others through personal evangelism. What we already see and what we want to see more of are CLT partners actively engaged in sharing their faith. Now, here's the reality. A lot of us will invite people to church, and that's incredible. I think the next level up and the part that freaks us all out is actually talking about Jesus and sharing Jesus with people, sharing our faith. But Jesus didn't give us the great invitation. He gave us the great commission. And he said, go and make disciples. And so that's what we're called to do. It's when we're at the grocery store, we're thinking about that Holy Spirit conversation and saying, Jesus, do you want me to talk to this person? When you're at a play date on the playground and you're having that Holy Spirit conversation saying, Jesus, do you want me to talk to that person? And when you're at the water cooler, or when you're sitting next to someone at the oil change place. Recently, I heard about somebody that that met someone else because and they ended up going with their insurance company because they were sitting by each other at an oil change place. And I just thought, insurance is fine. I mean, everybody needs it. But at the end of the day, isn't our relationship with Jesus Christ more important than insurance? And how much more should we be willing to share that? Now, what about just a simple question for your friends that the Holy Spirit might breathe into your heart? And that is, do you have a church home? Everybody needs a church home. Do you have a church home? And would you like to be my guest at church so that they can hear more about this life-giving relationship? And by the way, I have no agenda. Like when I encourage you to invite people to church, it's not for my ego. I want to help people have awesome lives. And I believe you want people to have awesome lives. And I believe that the most awesome life comes from having a life-giving relationship with Jesus Christ. See, God's blessed us with a church family that's full of passion and love for Jesus, and you're life-giving and you're focused. You are the core. Some of you know who I'm talking about. And if you love Jesus and you love his church and you love what he's doing here, then it would just make sense that you would share it with other people. Over the summer, one of our house church pastors and I got together because we both had our spouses and kids out of town, and we were having dinner, and he looked at me and he said this phrase, and it just resonated with my heart so much. He said, Jeremy, there's something special about our church. And I just thought, yeah, there is something special about our church. Then one of the worship leaders that we've been interviewing, we went to lunch. Ashley and I went to lunch with them a few weeks ago. And sitting across the lunch table, they just said, there's something special about this church. I didn't prompt that. I didn't tell them that. I didn't feed them that phrase. They said it on their own. And I think there's something special. Why wouldn't we want to share that with other people in this Lake Travis community? I believe there's some people who need to have this kind of church. As we seize the opportunity outward, here's what will begin to happen. People are going to begin to come to faith in Christ each and every week. It's going to be like the book of Acts, where daily they added to their number those who were being saved. Because we're being intentional, we're seizing every opportunity in sharing our faith. And as we do that, I still believe that the single most effective evangelistic methodology known to man is planting new churches. We have a church planter here today, Nick. And he's visiting with his family. He's planting a church down in South Austin. He's going to reach so many more people than we will in this community. We're 6 years old. He's going to reach more people in the next year than we will. Why? Because new things reach new people. It just happens that way. And so we're going to partner with him. We're going to partner with other folks. In 2019, by 2019, we want to plant another church at Lake Travis in the Lake Travis community. It might not be the church at Lake Travis. It might be the church in Spicewood, or it might be the church in Lakeway, and we might move to Spicewood. Who knows what that's going to look like for us by 2019. But that is our vision. The third way I see us reaching out is through increased engagement, through community engagement. I've talked about this before. We are doing a mailing service, and you'll see it up here on the screen. It just says, come to be a part of this community. We don't sell our church as a I don't know what you call it. We don't sell our church as a service. We sell our church as a community. Because we believe you are a community. House church is a community. And so every new person that moves into the area gets one of these. Last month, two zip codes, 78734, 78738, we had 196 people move to the area. 196, that's more people than are sitting in this room right now. And every one of them, we're saying, hey, come be a part of this community and engaging with them in that way. We believe that when we do that, you will be the church. You'll welcome them with open arms. Many of you are here because people welcomed you with open arms. That's what's going to happen over and over again. Last year, we had the opportunity to host Kid Zone at the Lake Travis Chamber of Commerce Spring Fest. And you all seized the opportunity. You were incredible. You rocked the event. You served and you made a difference in people's lives. We saw 10 families come to our church as a result of that one outreach that we did. Just coming up in the next few weeks, we said, we're going to seize every opportunity in front of us, and we're going to go to where the people are that we want to reach out to. And so next weekend, we have an outreach at Lake Point Elementary. We've got fall carnivals coming up. We've got fun runs. We've got movie nights. Wherever people are that we can reach, we want to be there and be present. We're building a growth team, and that growth team is going to be focused on praying and really reaching out to this community. Last year, we had 100 kids involved in Mega Sports Camp, and we believe that's going to double in size this year. We're going to have 200 kids this year, and it's going to be an awesome outreach. Now, let me just say this. People ask all the time, do you want to keep meeting at the school? I meet people in the community all the time. That's their big obstacle for coming to our church is, do you want to have a building someday? And I mean, what do you think the answer is, folks? No, we love setting up on Sundays. We've been doing it for 10 years. We just want to keep on doing that. No, we don't. We don't love it. We do want to get into our own space, and we are constantly looking for a functional church home for us as a church. Now, what we believe and what we know to be true is commercial real estate's stinking expensive. And so when we start looking, a lot of times there's not enough parking for this size building, or there's not enough this or that, whatever it is, and it just gets very expensive. But I believe that we need a simple functional church building that can be utilized throughout the week for meaningful ministry. And I see that church facility that will be an awesome place for kids to learn about Jesus. I see it being a place where teenagers, I think it would be a cool enough environment their teenagers would just want to hang out during the week. And we could have intern programs, and we could start developing young leaders in that environment. I think that's the kind of facility that we would have. I see a church facility where we bless other nonprofits to use it for their office space during the week, where we just loan it, we just donate it to them. They just use it. That's the kind of church we are. And I believe that's the kind of facility that we would have. And I think if we will do our very best work, seizing every opportunity up, in, and out, especially out, that we would be able to move in to a new facility by 2020. Now, I know that sounds like a long ways away, but it'll be here before we know it. This school district is growing at a rapid rate, 76% growth in the last 10 years. They're projecting that in the next 10 years, there's going to be an additional 62% growth. And I promise that growth, not all those families have a church home. And so let's be intentional about reaching out to them and serving them with passion. Now, here's how our team's working on it real quick. Our missions team is planning Roatan, responding to Hurricane Harvey. We're working on with outreach events. Already talked about that. We're looking for a church home all the time. Probably this year we've looked at 4 different places. We'll continue to do that. We're investing relationally, sharing our faith. We're not asking you to do something as a staff that we're not already doing ourselves. I already told you about my friends that have been visiting church. It's because I've been investing relationally, inviting them to hear about Jesus. This summer, we saw a spike in attendance. It was odd Sunday. It was weird in June, where it was like all of a sudden the attendance was up. And we looked back, and it was Pastor Charlie was preaching that Sunday. And what we found out was he had 12 coworkers that he had invited to come to church. Pastor Lee and Candace are constantly inviting people into their home, investing relationally, inviting them to know Jesus and to come to church. Tyler and Rebecca, they're involved in investing in their neighbors, inviting them to church. Some of you might be here because of that investment. We're also we're doing a lot of marketing and advertising. The number one way people know about our church, anybody guess? Besides you? The sign on the road. They say, oh, we saw your sign. How'd you hear about the church? We saw your sign. How'd you hear about the church? We saw your sign. That's 5 out of 10 people say that about the church. So we did some work there. We said, okay, we're going to park our trailer out there. We'll have a billboard so that people can see us out there. The New Movers mailing service. Here's something exciting. Google offers a ad grant for people that are nonprofits that meet their criteria. And so we applied for this, and just this week, we were accepted into Google Grants, AdWords, whole grant program, and we can get up to $10,000 per month in free Google ads. That's pretty incredible. And we just said, we don't know what we're doing with that, so we've hired a company to run that for us, and we'll see what God can do through that means. And then we've updated our website as well so that it's user-friendly for visitors coming in. How can you be a part of it? In your worship guide today, you receive 3 invite cards. And this is for our new series. And while it is designed to equip you as a believer for the work of ministry, here's what is true. I believe it is very practical and it relates to everybody's life. So reach out to your friends and invite somebody. I believe if each one of us will invite one person, that it could change people's lives in a powerful way. So I've got 3 there. My goal is to invite 3, and I hope that you would also engage with us in that. Continue to give generously. Let me wrap up with this scripture, and the band can come. I was reading this summer in my devotional, and in that time I was reading in the book of Isaiah, and you don't often get a word from the Lord in the book of Isaiah. I'm just saying. I mean, Isaiah might be offended that I said that, but Isaiah chapter 60 verse 22 says this, and the words just jumped off the page at me. The smallest family will become 1,000 people, and the tiniest group will become a mighty nation. At the right time, I, the Lord, will make it happen. God's going to do this. I sense God stirring in me and just saying, that's a word for the church at Lake Travis. I love that because it indicates there's going to be growth for the church. The smallest family will become 1,000 people. I don't know that we'll be 1,000 people, but we're going to grow. Now, I think we need to receive this word from God. I love the language of impact. The tiniest group will become a mighty nation. Our dream is to be a church that has global impact. We may be tiny, but we'll have a mighty impact. And I love the language of the right time. Time's a big deal in God's economy. One translation says, I, the Lord, will do it quickly. And I love that. Seize every opportunity. Up, seize every opportunity. In, seize every opportunity. Out, you're being the church that Jesus envisioned. Keep it up. Keep being the church. Remember my story about the investor who was convinced by the founder of Instagram because of his vision? He bought into the vision of Instagram. As he bought into the vision of Instagram, 2 years later, they sold it to Facebook for $1 billion. Today, Instagram has over 7 million users. I think about what it would have been like to be on the ground floor in that co-working space, talking with Kevin Systrom. In a very real sense, here today at the church at Lake Travis, you're on the ground floor. You're sitting here in a co-working space with like-minded people, and you're signing up to say, I'll be a part of that vision. I'll be a part of a church that says, man, we want to transform this community. We want to connect every man, woman, and child with Jesus Christ and the local church. We want to be a part of making a difference in people's lives. Wouldn't it be incredible for you to look back in 20 years and to say, I was a part of the church that seized every opportunity, that I changed the trajectory of the Lake Travis community. I want to invite you to seek the Lord and to see if He would call you to be a part of this vision. Would you bow your heads right where you are? It's a question we ask here all the time at the Church at Lake Travis, and that is, God, what are you saying to me? And then, a follow-up question to that is, God, what are you asking me to do about it? Maybe it's that you commit to pray for the church. Maybe it's that you get involved in serving on a ministry team. Maybe it's that you start to give generously to the church. Maybe it's that you invest in relationships and invite people personally. What's God speaking to you? Father, we are your church. We're so grateful that you called us out of darkness into your marvelous light. And you made us a called out people. You made us a community of faith. Not so that we would simply exist, but that we would make a difference. You made us your witnesses. And so, God, we give you every effort that we put forth. We lay it on your altar and we say, let your fire fall on this effort, and consume it. Because all our efforts are in vain if they're not full of your power and your Spirit. So we give you our church, and we give you this community, and we give you every detail of our lives. It was what we believe here at the Church of Lake Travis is oftentimes our church vision aligns with our personal vision for life. We give you this vision of seizing every opportunity up, in, and out. And we say, God, use us as we make ourselves available to you. Use us.
Thanks again for listening to our podcast. Our mission is to lead people into a life-giving relationship with Jesus Christ, and our prayer is that you are closer to Jesus as a result of listening today.